would like to welcome everybody to high school basketball coming up shortly here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Anna-Fort Loramie game got off to a late start. The preliminary tilt did. The freshman game ran long. Junior varsity game is quite lengthy. Still 20 seconds to go in the JV contest. Fort Loramie has inched ahead by five. Numerous timeouts are occurring. Fouls are being committed here in the latter stages of the fourth quarter. We anticipate tip-off here for the varsity tilt to be at about 8:30 or so. In just several minutes, we will be opening our webcast, and we'll have the tip-off at about half past 8 o'clock. Should be a fine game tonight, Anna and Fort Loramie. Boys high school basketball coming up here on scoresbroadcast.com, so stay with us. We have been delayed, a lengthy freshman game, a long junior varsity game, but we do have basketball here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, so hang loose, everybody. Thank you very much.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
They're playing basketball
all around the world.
We are the basketball.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbeck. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Frye. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Frye with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy through maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but court. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game, Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is. Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirkner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here!
Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scorespodcast.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer alongside Rhett Jesch, our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee is in Florida this weekend. We say hello to Chuck. He's down there in the balmy northern part of the state vacationing and attending his daughter's wedding. Chuck, we wish you could send us some of that warm weather. We expect ice in the Dayton area tomorrow. Rhett Jesch is Mike's side here at Anna with me in the Crow's Nest. And tonight, the Anna Rockets host the Fort Loramie Redskins in a critical Shelby County League boys basketball game. Anna 6-5 overall, 3-3 in Shelby County League play. Fort Loramie is 5-1 in the league, tied for first. The Redskins are 8-2 on the season, having lost two in a row. In fact, both clubs have suffered two straight setbacks. Anna losing to Fairlawn 66-55. And to Marion Local 63-60. Fort Loramie was thumped at Rushi last Friday night 55-43. And then fell to Division III state rank Versailles on Tuesday night by a score of 66-55. Tonight's game between Ann and Fort Loramie starts round number two of the Shelby County League. These two clubs open the year together, beginning Shelby County League play back on December 2nd at Fort Loramie. Redskins won by a whopping 54-29. Evan Burning and Tyler Siegel pumped in 17 each for Fort Loramie. Anna's high score for the year, Wyatt Benjamin, tallied just 8 in that game. Anna's offense was limited to 3 second-half field goals in that game. Anna, though, a much different club now. Anna Rockets have suffered some health problems, some injuries. Getting back Joel Cathcart is Anna, but the Rockets lose an outstanding player, Drew Schmitz, tonight, who's got a hip injury. Anna, as I noted, though, has rounded into form, could easily have two or three more victories. Played Fairlawn very close here at Anna, was within two with 4 minutes left, led Jackson Center at the Tigers gym with about 3 minutes to go. And, of course, here on scoresbroadcast.com last Saturday, Chuck and I saw Anna lose a heartbreaker to Marion Local 63-60. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna is mixing in some size. Young Seth Rowe, 6'5", a sophomore, along with senior 6'8", Nathan Osborne. Austin Fote has really come around. He's a junior at 6'1", and he had 16 points last Saturday for Anna against Marion Local. Leading scorer on the year, Wyatt Benjamin, averaging 15 points a game. He is very adept at shooting from long range and extremely athletic in taking the ball to the basket. Mason Flatfoot, Griffin Dosick are at 9 points a game, just under that 10 mark. They, too, can burn you. Nathan Frilling is at about 10 points a game as well. It's going to be important for Anna to get balance tonight. It'll be difficult against Fort Loramie's defense for Benjamin to go crazy and drill home 20. So Anna needs a well-rounded offensive showing from all of the young men who play tonight against Fort Loramie. Redskins defense, as I alluded, has been outstanding throughout the season so far. What's gone astray for Fort Loramie in the last couple games is foul shooting. Fort Loramie, through the first 8 games, shot free throws at nearly 70%, 27 for 36 one game, 14 of 19 another, 10 for 14 another game, 7 of 8 in one game. But in the last two contests against Rushi and Versailles, Fort Loramie has made just 12 of 33 free throws, and foul shooting like that will spell defeat virtually automatically. Fort Loramie's got 3 15-point scorers on the year. Big 6'7 Tyler Siegel in the middle. 6'1 Dylan Braun. 6'1 Evan Burning, also at 15 a game.
Fort Loramie has displayed better balance than Anna, but the Rockets have started to gel, and this certainly won't be a 54-29 game like it was back on December 2nd. We expect a very good game tonight, close, probably not decided until the last couple of possessions. Weather permitting, we've got two games for you tomorrow here on scorersbroadcast.com. 2:30 tip-off, 2:10 webcast time online here on scorersbroadcast.com for the Rushi girls at Versailles. Rushi number 3 in the state in girls division 4. Versailles number 3 in the state in girls division 3. Weather permitting, we'll tip off at 2:30. And we will be online on the web here on scorersbroadcast.com at 2:10. Tomorrow night, Fort Loramie at the Minster Boys. Our first look at Coach McClurg's Minster Wildcats, a team that Anna defeated in overtime, by the way. Should be an excellent game. The Route 66 rivalry tomorrow night, Fort Loramie at Minster, weather permitting. Several weather services have most of the weather staying south of Sydney in central Shelby County. There is one service that does have Shelby County under a weather advisory through the afternoon tomorrow. Remains to be seen how much moisture Shelby County does get. Temperature won't get much above freezing, maybe 34, but most indications seem to suggest that precipitation will stay south of Shelby County and concentrate more on the Dayton area down towards Cincinnati. But we'll just have to wake up tomorrow morning and see what old man weather's got in store for us. If there is some freezing drizzle, I don't mean a lot, just some, you can bet that tomorrow's high school games here in the Upper Miami Valley will be postponed. Nonetheless, we've got two games scheduled for you right now. 2:10, Rushi at Versailles girls. 7:10 tomorrow night, it is Fort Loramie at Minster. Corey Britton, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, quite excited about his club's start, 8-0, before losing to Rushi last week and then dropping a game to Versailles on Tuesday. Nothing to be ashamed of in falling to Rushi and Versailles. The Rushi Raiders ranked 18th in the state in boys division 4, Versailles in the top 10 in the state in boys division 3. But Fort Loramie suffered some self-inflicted wounds in those two losses, not hitting free throws very well at all, as I noted just previously. Will be interesting here tonight to see who Anna expends a lot of energy guarding Evan Burning. Certainly Anna has got some height, which has been blended in to the starting rotation to deal with Tyler Siegel on the inside. Anna would love to have both Schmitz and Cathcart for this game. Cathcart rounding back into shape after a foot injury, but Schmitz is out tonight because of a hip ailment. He could be back in a week or two. An MRI was taken, results not known. But let's hope the Anna Rockets do get healthy, because when Anna's got its full roster, the Rockets, especially here at home, can beat just about anybody. In fact, after last Saturday night's game, I had the opportunity to chat with the three officials who worked that game between Ann and Marion Local. And the three referees were from extreme southern Ohio, the Portsmouth-Ironton area, in fact. And they commented on how good the basketball is here in this region. And they said, hey, at Marion Local Division III, Ann Division III, we've got nothing the caliber of those two clubs in Division 3 down in the southern part of the state. Anna, again, could be better than 6-5. A couple or three of those L's could easily be W's. Anything goes here tonight. Again, that first game means nothing when Fort Loramie in early December beat Anna by 25. Obviously, some common opponents to confuse you even more. Anna defeated Rushi right here at Anna. Fort Loramie lost at Rushi this past Friday. Anna was defeated by Fairlawn here, although played the Jets very tough, getting close within a bucket mid-fourth quarter that game. Fort Loramie owns an 8-point win over the Fairlawn Jets at Fort Loramie. We'd like to remind you that we are on the web online tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, these three Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. These Anna sponsors, Adam Tech Solutions, with on-time high-tech computer solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Adam Rice at Adams Tech, also offering specialty advertising items for you, including T-shirts. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board here on scoresbroadcast.com during the high school basketball tournament last March. A lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Also, thank you, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service always at Sydney Car Care, 492-9495, 492-9495 at Sydney Car Care. Our pregame underwriting sponsor is the In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. In fact, our next commercial break will include a message from the In-Between. We'll hear from the In-Between in just a couple of minutes. We're also on the web here tonight, thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Fort Loramie Redskin JVs won the preliminary tilt by 5. It was a close encounter. Tied up with just under a minute to go. Fort Loramie made a couple big hoops and free throws in the last 60 seconds to pull out the win in that JV contest. Both teams down on the floor shooting around, running through pregame drills. Excellent crowd on hand here tonight, beating the weather by 12 hours or so. Upper deck here at Anna about 2/3 full. The lower decks on both sides are packed to capacity. Anna in the home white green trim. Fort Loramie wearing black from top to bottom. Red numbers outlined in white. We've got starting lineups, opening tip-off coming up for you in just a moment. Our pregame underwriting sponsor is the In-Between on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year. and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer along with Rhett Jesch, our scorers.broadcast.com chief engineer, speaking to you from Annett tonight. Chuck McBee is vacationing and attending his daughter's wedding down in Florida. Hopefully, he will bring back on Monday or Tuesday some of that balmy northern Florida weather. Starting lineups down below, having just been introduced for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Evan Burning, 6'1", and a junior at a wing position. Dylan Braun out front, 6'1", a junior. Cody Gasson, 6'1", a senior. Nate Kleiman, 6'3", a senior. Tyler Siegel at the post, 6'7", a junior. As we noted in the pregame, Braun, Burning, Siegel, all at 15 points a game. But Fort Loramie's free throw shooting on the year has dropped all the way down to just below 60% after hovering near 70 for the first 7 or 8 games. For the Anna Rockets, here is the opening five. Wyatt Bensman, 6'2", junior at guard. Bensman at about 15 points a game. Nathan Frilling opens up in the starting five. 6'3", a senior. Mason Blackfoot, 5'10", a junior at a guard, along with Griffin Dosick, 6'2", and a sophomore. And Seth Rowe, 6'5", a soft, is the fifth in the opening quintet for the Anna Rockets. Nathan Barhorst, head coach for the home team. Corey Britton for the visiting Fort Loramie Redskins. Understand that Sydney, playing in the flying to the hoops tonight down at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, was beaten by the host school, Kettering Fairmont, by 11 points. That game started at 6:30, and it's been over for about 35, 40 minutes or so. Here we go, Seth Rowe, 6'5", sophomore. Stepping into center circle with Tyler Siegel, 6'7", a junior for Fort Loramie. Redskins tied for first with Rushi atop the standings in the Shelby County League. Both clubs at 5-1. Anna is in a fourth-place deadlock with Jackson Center at 3-3. Opening tip to start the game goes to Flatfoot for Anna. High post to Rowe. Loops it near side. 2, flat foot, across the top of the circle to Benzman. He starts a drive, pulls up, he's checked, doesn't shoot. Now back out to Nathan Frilling. Frilling on the bounce. Gives it up 25 feet away to Austin Foat. Foat, by the way, got the starting call in place of Flatfoot. Here's Benzman at the elbow on the left. Forces up an awkward shot in traffic. Got it off the rim. He's clobbered on the play by Dylan Braun. Nice play by Benzman of Anna. Really had no chance to make the shot, but got the ball out of his hands and threw his arms up against the Fort Loramie defenders' wings and drew the two-shot foul, and Benzman buries it. Anna leads 1-0. 31 seconds gone here in the opening quarter. Big cheering section across the way for Anna, mostly attired in black tonight with green lettering, Anna Rockets across the T-shirts. Second free throw, Benzman is right on the mark, and it's 2-0 Anna. Here is Burning gliding down the floor for Fort Loramie. Into the paint, fadeaway jumper from 10. Good. Nice play by Burning. We're all tied up at 2. Here is Dosick in backcourt. He gets three-quarter court pressure for Fort Loramie. Slings it up the near side. It goes on the play to Foat. Long lob across the floor to Benzman. Benzman collects it. Bounces near side to Foat, who's coming off a 16-point game against Marion Local on Saturday. Top of the circle to Rowe. Back to Foat. He sizes up a 3. Rim, backboard no good. Tip almost in by Frilling. Rowe got it and scored! And he's fouled. Seth Rowe on the inside. Ball hung on the rim. Fort Loramie Siegel went up, came down about the time Rowe was starting to lift. And he got the putback field goal. He's at the stripe for a plus-one chance. Foul shot by Seth Rowe is in and out. It lipped the rim. Rebound to Burning of Fort Loramie. 4-2 Anna. 6:40 left in the first. Burning to the foul line. He's sandwiched. In trouble. Gets rid of the ball. Throws it way cross-court to Gasson. Almost out of bounds. Anna playing tight defense in this possession. Far right wing to Braun. Braun picked up by Frilling. Well, a lot of noise made by the spectators here tonight, especially the Anna student section across the way. Burning, shake and bake move, 20 feet out, now goes to Plyman. Anna's defense real sticky. Cross-court pass to Braun. He catches, jumps, shoots, long range, triple. It rattles out. Rebound Anna. Long throw down the floor to Foat. Foat driving on the dead run. Good! What a play by Foat. 40-foot pass by Benzman. Hit Foat on the numbers. Anna whipped Fort Loramie down the floor on that possession. 6-2 Rockets. 5:51 to go, first quarter. Here's Dylan Braun lobbing right corner. Siegel starts to drive on Rowe. Stops. Puts up a one-hander from 10 feet and gets the bounce off the rim. Nice field goal by Tyler Siegel. Mid-range shot. 6-4. Anna up 2. 5.5 to go, first quarter. Here's Wyatt Benzman, high right. Gives it up to Dosek between the rings for Anna. Ball lob, top of the circle, Rowe. Left side to Foat. Foat's got a little crease. Here's a runner by Foat, left-handed. It's in! What a play by Foat. And he was tripped up on the shot. Count it, plus one. Foat continues his fine play from last weekend when he sparkled against Marion Local. It's 8-4, Anna. 5:22 left of the first. Chuck McVie and I, following that season-opening game between Anna and Fort Loramie, heard some of Fort Loramie head coach Corey Britton's comments when he said, Anna will be a much different team when we play the Rockets second time around. That's surely the case. Free throw is short by Foat. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 8-4 the score. Fort Loramie down 4. Nearly 3 minutes gone. Deep in the right corner, Braun. Out back to Burning. Dribbles inside the arc, goes back to Braun. Shot fake. Zips it near side to Gasson. He steps inside the arc. Laterals to Braun. He launches a 3. It is off the rim. Twice, no good. Weak side rebound. Jerked down by Frilling of Anna. High left. Frilling's got the ball for the Rockets. Air mails it cross court to Foat. Foat back to Wyatt Benzman. Right back to Foat in the corner. 8-4 Anna. 4:47 to go in the first. Now Dosick, here's Benzman. He jacks up a 24-footer. It hits the back of the rim, goes way up in the air, comes down to Siegel. A long heave by Siegel, length of the floor, broken up on the play by Benzman. He tips it out of bounds. 4:35 to go in the first. Anna 8, Fort Loramie 4. Inbounding down to her left is Gasson for Fort Loramie. About 10 feet up from the baseline, right in front of the Rockets bench. He inbounds to Burning. High screen is set on the play by Fort Loramie. Here's Burning diving into the lane. He probes the middle. A little looper dances in off the ring. Nice touch by Burning of Fort Loramie. 8-6 in favor of Anna. Quickly down the floor. Rockets give and go. Float to Frilling. Frilling to the cup. And he is defended well. Blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Frilling couldn't get the shot very far out of his hands. Fort Loramie had him covered. Annie inbounding right of the rim. Dosik into Benjamin. He posts up. Twists, turns, missed it, no good. Rebound Dosik below the iron, shot blocked once, twice. Siegel takes it away. Dosik got it back. And then Siegel reaches in. It's a jump, and Fort Loramie earns the possession. 4:11 to go in the first. It is 8-6 in favor of Anna. We near the halfway mark, opening quarter. Late start to this game tonight. Freshman game went long. JV game was lengthy. Outside the arc in the right, Siegel. Across the top of the key to Braun. Into the post to Burning. He works on Wyatt Benjamin. Hook shot by Burning. Eight-footer. Hit the back brace. Kicked off. Rebound down to Foat of Anna, which is up to 8-6. 3:48 to go in the first. In the top of the circle, Dosik. Left side, Benjamin. Wide open for a triple. It bounces around and comes off. Long rebound for Fort Loramie. Here's a three-on-one break. A strip on the baseline, and it is ruled a foul against Anna. Nick Brandewey, who's in now for Fort Loramie, the six-foot freshman, got the lead out at midcourt, sprinted the other way. It was not ruled a foul on Anna, just a deflection by the Rockets out of bounds. Inbounds play by Fort Loramie into Burning, got it back, missed it. Then retrieved the rebound, and he circles out to the arc. Then he barrels into the paint. Missed it. No good. High off the glass. Another jump on the rebound. Osborne and Siegel tied up and a possession. Nathan Osborne, 6'8 senior, in there for the Rockets. He and Rowe will contend with Siegel all night. 3:25 to go in the first. And up two. Here's a steal at midcourt by Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Gasson. Baseline off balance. Deflected by Dosik, but he got a piece of the arm. Two free throws, Cody Gasson. 3:16 to go, first quarter. 8-6, Anna up two. Redskins out to improve on recent free throw shooting woes. 5 of 15 versus Rushi. 7 of 18 against Versailles. And Gasson misfires. Substitution again, Jarrett Meyer in for Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel will come out. Second shot here for Cody Gasson. He pounds the ball on the floor five times, arches it up, and it is bouncing off to the right. Rebound down to Anna. Long pitch down the floor to Dosik. Out back to Frilling. Left side to Benjamin. Loramie's defense sets up. Near side to Frilling. Checked by Dylan Braun. Oh, high low. Good lob down inside to Rowe. Rowe's got it. Up and in. With Tyler Siegel out of the game, the Anna Rockets went over top. Seth Rowe snatched it 5 feet from the rim and dropped it through. He's got two field goals early on. 10-6. Anna in the lead by four. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Burning on the arc. Straight away, Brandewey back to Burning. There's a screen 25 feet away by Austin Siegel. Outside the arc on the left, it's Brandewey. He spots up a line drive, left-handed three ball. Curls out, no good. Struggle for the rebound. Tie-up occurs. Possession arrow favors Fort Loramie, which is down by two. 10-6, 2:32 to go, first quarter. Fairlawn beat Anna here. Anna did beat Rushi here. Oh, here's a great inbounds play. Lob in the paint to Dylan Braun. He skies, catches, and drops in a five-footer. Well done by Fort Loramie. Here's a long three. Austin Foat for Anna. In and out. No good. It lipped the rim twice and spun away. Fort Loramie a chance to tie or take the lead. Deep in the right corner, Brandewey. Stop and go move, and he walked. Good call by the official. 2:14 to go in the first. Anna 10, Fort Loramie 8. friendly backyard competition in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie and Anna, the two teams split last year. Each one at the home gym. Midcourt Dosick gets a screen from Platfoot, who's entered. Mason Platfoot, 5'10 junior on the court. On a weave to Foat, back to Benjamin. Outside the arc on the left, it's Platfoot. Coming out to catch is Dosick. Benjamin receives. Anna doing all of this passing. 21, 24 feet from the basket. Ball lobbed, right corner Benjamin. Inside the arc now. Dashes into the lane. Look at him go to work. He's fouled as he muscled to the rim. Wyatt Benjamin will force you to come out and check him. You've got to honor the three. And then Wyatt at 6'2 and a half or so has quick strides. And he will dart to the basket. He got down into the teeth of the Fort Loramie defense and attracted a two-shot foul. A minute 41 to go first quarter. 10-8 Anna. Benjamin missed it off the back of the rim. Neither team shooting fouls well at all. Anna has not connected on three. Fort Loramie's missed on a couple trips to the stripe. Ultimately, close games decided by free throw shooting, not only in the fourth quarter, but you can look back to misses in the first half, even one and ones blown late in the second quarter. Benjamin is good on the second try. Fort Loramie's got the ball. Outside the arc, burning. Shot fake. Chest to chest against Foat at the foul line. Right corner, Braun. Braun gives it up low on the right. It's handled there by Austin Siegel, who rims an 8-foot bank shot, but he's whacked on the shoulder. Two free throws coming here for Austin Siegel, 6'3 junior, in off the bench for Fort Loramie. A minute 32 left, opening period. 11-8 Anna. Couple three bounces of the ball by Siegel. Shot is up. It's in the air. Swish. He's got it. One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and their surviving spouses. Get connected right now to your VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Veterans, surviving spouses, get connected. 11-9 after the second free throw made by Siegel. Long three-pointer by Platfoot of Anna. It was tipped on the play by Fort Loramie. The ball fell short, went out of bounds. The referee beneath the rim gives it to Fort Loramie. It might be changed. It is. Good call. 56.8 left here in the opening stanza. 11-9, Anna up 2. At the commercial break, we'll hear from AAG. We'll hear from AAG at the end of the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna controlling the ball, row, top of the circle. Gives it up outside the arc on the left to Platfoot. He's available. Bullseye, a three-pointer. Mason Platfoot drills it for the Anna Rockets, who spurt to a five-point lead, 14-9. Half minute to go in the first quarter. Burning outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Jarrett Meyer. Meyer handles, goes low on the right to Tyler Siegel. Spin around, left-handed hook. In there. Nice play, Tyler Siegel. 20 seconds to go in the opening period. Here comes Anna at midcourt. It is Wyatt Benjamin. Three-point lead Rockets. Down to 11 to play. 30 feet away, it goes to Dosick. Head coach Nathan Barhorst signaling. Dosick starts a drive, twisting, turning down the paint, all the way to the rim. It is in and out, no good. Rebound, Platfoot, stripped on the play by Fort Loramie. Oh, Platfoot shot. Did everything but go through the net. Seemed like it tickled the twine. Dance around the rim, spun away. Anna still leads by three at the end of one. 14-11 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. lounge so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Brett Gish, ScoresBroadcast.com. Chief Engineer Chuck McBee is in Florida vacationing and attending his daughter's wedding. He'll return next week. Hopefully he will send us some balmy weather when he comes back. Hopefully by then we'll get rid of the ice. Here's Anna with the ball, starting quarter number two. Dribble drive below the rim. It's Blackfoot on top to Frilling. Left wing to a teammate. Here's a fake on the arc, then a drive toward the rim. Travel call. Steps against Seth Rowe. 14-11, Anna up three. Biggest lead for the Rockets was 14-9 late in that first quarter. Evan Burning over the timeline. He, Gasson, Tyler Siegel, Braun, Brandewy on the floor to start period number two. Ball thrown to the post to Siegel. Batted free by Anna. Fort Loramie gets it back. Cross court to Gasson. Throws a bullet down inside to Siegel. And a defender for Anna is draped on his backside. It's Seth Rowe. Four team fouls each way. And each team has distributed those fouls quite nicely. Four players each club with one each. Inbounds pass. Fort Loramie tried to lob for Burning in the lane. Knocked free by Anna. Rockets come down the floor. And it's punched out of there by Fort Loramie. Quickly left corner. Brandewy sizes up a long three ball. Missed it to the right. Rebound Anna Rockets. Sprinting to the timeline. It's Blackfoot. Bounce pass to Rode. Out of Benzman. Benzman's 27-footer. Good! Wyatt Benzman. Oh, that could hold up as the longest shot of the night. Maybe the longest of the year. Benzman drains a bomb. Anna up six, 17-11. Here's Burning, foul line for Fort Loramie. Hands it to Siegel. Right wing to Braun. Little give and go for Siegel. He's doubled. Hook shot, baseline right, gets the roll. Siegel's made two from over there. That one a half hook. Nice job of Siegel at the mid-post area. 17-13, Anna up six. Or I should say up four. Come on, Jack. You can do better at math than that. Here's Blackfoot to Benzman, 30 feet out. Benzman looking down inside for Dosek. Can't find him. Top of the circle, Rowe. Far left wing, Frilling. Now Benzman. He's got Rowe pinning his defender down inside. Benzman drives it, though. A running banker. Not good. Rebound, Benzman. Rather than shoot, tried to make a three-foot pass to Rowe, and it went off the palm of his hand out of bounds. 5:59 to go here in the second quarter. 17-13. Anna Rockets ahead of Fort Loramie by four. Biggest lead was at 17-11 before the last Fort Loramie field goal by Siegel. Little give and go. Siegel again down inside. One-handed bank shot in traffic. Two defenders on him. Short. Rebound Anna. Left corner Frilling. Thought about the three. Didn't deliver. Gave it up, got it back. Now he shoots it way short. Rebound down to Siegel of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Burning. Anna up four. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Burning picked up 30 feet away. Both teams man-to-man defense, playing tightly. Gasson starts to drive, probes the middle, off balance, caught iron in the shot. He goes to the deck. Somebody put the whammy on him. Two free throws, Cody Gasson. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at TomJerry's.com. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board during the high school basketball tournament last March. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Cody Gasson is perfect on two free throws for Fort Loramie. which has scored four in a row to creep back within two, 17-15. Just over five to play, second quarter. Benjamin's got the ball 30 feet out. Top of the circle, Dosick, near side, Frilling. Osborne in the game now, 6'8 senior. Here's a pass from Fote toward the cutter. Benjamin in the paint. A lot of congestion, and Fort Loramie fights the ball free out of bounds. Anna will trigger below the rim to the right of the basket. The playmaker is Dosick for Anna. He looks, sends it out back to Benjamin. Ball high overhead. Near wing, Frilling. Now to Osborne. Outside the arc, left corner. Benjamin started to drive. Then steps back and shoots the three. In and out. No good. Tough luck. Rebound, Osborne, but yanked free by Burning. Fort Loramie's got it. Down the floor, Rosengarten. He spots up and misses the three ball short. Eli Rosengarten, 5'10", sophomore, in now for Fort Loramie. Here's a quick triple by Benjamin on the money again, but it circles out. Lid on it now for Benjamin. Burning down the floor, Fort Loramie. Out back to Siegel. Still a two-point game. Bold shooting second quarter. 4:20 left in the half. Head coach Corey Britton shouting out instructions for Evan Burning. Now to Rosengarten. Right wing, Gasson. A high heave down inside for Siegel. Wow, way over his head. Tyler could have been jumping off a trampoline and not picked that one off. Very poor pass by Fort Loramie and a possession. Half the second quarter gone, 17-15, Anna up two. High post, it is Dosick. Now to Benjamin. Benjamin puts it on the deck against Gasson. Baseline left, Gasson checks him. He's a little too physical. It's detected by the official. Common foul, five each way now. Both clubs with five. And that was number two on Cody Gasson. Inbounding left of the basket, Benjamin for the Anna Rockets, who have not scored in almost 2 minutes. Anna once led 17-11 with just over six to play in the quarter. Benjamin's got it. He threw it in, then got it back. Handed to Flatfoot, near wing to Frilling. Frilling picked up by Rosengarten. Left side, Benjamin thought about letting go of the three. Didn't. Dives into the lane. Running one-hander off to the right. Rebound yanked down by Siegel of Fort Loramie, which can tie or take the lead. Here's Braun giving up to Burning in the corner. Oh, good give and go to Plamen down the lane. Off his thigh. It goes out of bounds. Each team shooting itself in the foot here in the second quarter. The scoring production has slowed down. It was 14-11 in favor of Anna after one at 17-15. And we played 4 minutes 35 seconds third quarter. Or I should say second quarter. Midcourt, Benjamin for Anna. Left side pass to Fote. Fote picked up by Austin Siegel. Ball thrown to the cutter. Down inside, it's Dosick. Handoff on the play to Rowe. He's tied up in knots. And it is rightly called a jump ball. Fort Loramie gets it. Alternate possession. Anna's offense hasn't clicked here in the last few minutes. Benjamin did get a couple good looks from behind the arc. Otherwise, Fort Loramie has thwarted Anna. Siegel outside the arc on the right for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Burning. Burning's got a screen. Goes baseline. And Fote sticks a knee out. Common foul. 16 fouls on Anna. 5 on Fort Loramie. 3 minutes even to be played here in quarter number two. 17-15. Anna up two. Burning gets a breather for the Redskins. Baseline right of the basket. Good inside feed. Post up is Braun. Shot fake against Frilling. He didn't buy it. And then Frilling played good defense and got the ball off the rim. Three-point shot. Dosick for Anna. No good. Short. Rebound down to Siegel of Fort Loramie. Empty possessions each way, left and right, here in quarter number two. 2:40 left in the half. We are stuck at 17-15, Anna. Brandon, we dribbles between the legs. Out back to Dylan Braun. Step back, three ball by Braun. Yes, you can count it. Fort Loramie gets a timeout after the make. Good screen set up by Burning for Fort Loramie, 23 feet from the hoop. And Dylan Braun drained it from long range. Seven straight points by Fort Loramie, which is in the lead by one now. 18-17 on scores, broadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
3 points, that's all Anna has scored here in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie's gone in front 18-17. Rockets have the ball, 2:15 left until halftime. Here's Foat to Benzman, 25 feet away. Dylan Braun's trifecta before that timeout, but Fort Loramie lifted the Redskins to the one-point advantage. Here's an ill-advised pass, high-low, as Rowe tried to drop it down inside to Foat. Boy, he was double-teamed, triple-teamed. Fort Loramie swiped it. And then what do we have? A foul in backcourt against Anna, which anxiously tried to get the ball back, and that sends Fort Loramie to the stripe for the 1-1 with 2:02 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up 1-18-17. Rosengarten out, Gasson back in. Evan Burning at the stripe for Fort Loramie. These are those situations where foul shooting is especially significant. 1-1 late in the first half, late in the second half. And Burning's not close. Way long, rebound down to Anna. Here's Benzman shaking his man to the foul line. Left corner, long triple is good! Mason Platfoot got away from his defender. Benzman threw him a nice pass. Here's Burning, the length of the floor for Fort Loramie. Oh, what a drive by Burning. He took it all the way to the rack, split two defenders, and poured it through. We're tied up at 20. Minute and a half to go in the first half. Near side, Dosik, right corner row for Anna. On top, Benzman. Outside the arc, it's Platfoot. Straight away, Dosik. Here's Benzman at the elbow on the left. Looks inside, can't find Rowe. Flips it back out outside to Platfoot. Baseline right, Dosik on the arc to Benzman. He's wide open. Good look. Around and out. Rebound by Siegel. Boy, Anna distributed the ball nicely there. Dispersed it in the end to Benzman. And he had a fine opportunity from three-point territory, but could not knock it down. And Fort Loramie's got the ball. Interception by Frilling. Frilling a run out the other way for Anna. Up and in, as you can tell by the roar of the crowd. A quick spurt by Frilling as he zipped in front of Brandewee and made the theft. He went coast to coast. 22-20, Anna. 35 seconds to go first half. Gasson to Siegel, high post. Right wing to Burning. He's doubled. Needs help. Goes to Brandewee outside the arc, near side. Brandewee hits a three-pointer. Anna left him alone, and he made the Rockets pay. He missed a couple earlier. But Nick Brandewee, the freshman, drains one. 23-22 Fort Loramie. 14 seconds left in the half. Benzman between the rings. He handles. Burning guards it. Down to 8, 7. Blackfoot, 29-footer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Midcourt Fort Loramie. Burning can't get the shot off. He made it from 45 feet, but it's too late. It won't count. What a fantastic photo finish here in the second quarter. The game rather sluggishly played for about 5-6 minutes of that second period. And then both clubs with a burst of exciting energy in the last 2 to 3 minutes of the second stanza. And it's 25-23 in favor of the Anna Rockets at the halftime break as Mason Platfoot poured one in from nearly 30 feet. With a couple seconds to go in that second quarter. Wow, what an exciting first half. A lot at stake here tonight. Anna Rockets would like to win at home against Fort Loramie after beating Rushi here earlier this year and have a shot at climbing back into the Shelby County League race, or at least gain ground on Fort Loramie with a win and a 3-3 in league play coming in. Fort Loramie 5-1. Of course, the Redskins need a victory here tonight to keep pace with the Rushi Raiders. JV game tonight was won by Fort Loramie by 5. It ran long, thus a late start to the varsity tilt. Excellent crowd here at Anna, and it is an exciting game, as the Rockets-Redskins contests usually are. 25-23 Anna, that's our halftime score. We'll break in just a moment for a 60-second message from Bluffton University. I'd first like to remind you that we're on the air here thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Don't miss out on big savings of high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine coming up in just a moment after this word from Bluffton University on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
I'm Jack Kramer back here at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Alongside Rhett Jesch, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee is in Florida. He's vacationing and attending his daughter's wedding. He'll return next week. Chuck, you're not going to miss much tomorrow. Maybe some ice here in Shelby County. Who knows? Our two games may not be played, although some weather forecasters are saying all of the precipitation will lie south of Sydney and Shelby County and will not affect the Shelby County region. Thus, our two games, Rushi at Versailles and Fort Loramie at Minster, could be played, but who knows when we wake up tomorrow morning what we will have. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, a longtime underwriting sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com. And the Rockets jumped out to a 14-9 lead, led 14-11 after one. A Wyatt Benjamin three early in the second quarter boosted Anna to a 17-11 advantage. Anna went scoreless for 4 minutes. Fort Loramie reeled off seven straight to go up 18-17 in this game with about 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. And then during that final stretch of the second quarter, Anna scored 8 points, Fort Loramie five, a near 30-foot three-pointer by Mason Platfoot of the Anna Rockets, gave the home team, the green and white, a 2-point lead at the break, 25-23. No one's in foul trouble. Two personals on Cody Gasson for Fort Loramie, two personals on Mason Platfoot for Anna, everybody else with just one each. Well-officiated game, great crowd here tonight, a lot of energy in the Anna gym, and it is a closely contested affair as we thought it would be. Anna 3-3 in league play coming in. Fort Loramie 5-1. Anna Rockets have returned to the floor. Here comes Fort Loramie. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Anna leads Fort Loramie 25-23 here at the half. Entertaining game at the Rockets Gym. We understand a score from Rushi, thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. The Rushi Raiders suffering a letdown tonight. Do lead Houston, but only by 2 late in the third quarter of that game. Rushi, Raiders over the Houston Wildcats 29-27. Of course, Rushi with 3 straight excellent victories, beating Fort Loramie last Friday, winning a non-league game Saturday, and then beating Fairlawn this past Tuesday. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we're going to highlight them for you after we hear this message from LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at LACAL.com.
Baby, I like it. The way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it.
And thanks to LaCal Equipment, tonight we highlight Corey Benzman, sophomore cheerleader at Anna, and Alexis Brown, senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie, both outstanding students. Corey, 3.8 GPA. Alexis, a perfect 4.0. Corey, the daughter of Dan and Tara. Alexis, the daughter of Lisa and Doug. And we'll talk a little bit more at length about those two young ladies in just a moment. Second half underway. Fort Loramie with the ball. Behind by two. Here's Evan Burning entering the lane. Shakes his man. Banks it. It rolls out. No good. Burning got the rebound and flipped it into the corner to Braun. 25-23 and up two. Burning got to the rim. Just couldn't finish. Here's the ball thrown down inside to Siegel. And a double. Siegel with a fadeaway eight-footer. Swish! Tyler Siegel in the mid-post area has had a fine game tonight for the Fort Loramie Redskins. He's made just about every touch count. Game tied at 25. A minute gone. Third quarter. Here is Dosik. Mid-court for Anna. Right side to Benzman. On top to Rowe. Near wing to Frilling. To Benzman 25 feet away. Starts a drive. Pulls it back out. Looks for Rowe in the middle. Straight away to Foat. Foat picked up by Plyman. That's a good matchup. Two physical players. Near wing Frilling out of Rowe. Goes into the post to Dosik. Working hard right in front. A little teardrop up and in over Dylan Braun. Anna has tried to take advantage of that all night. Made it work that trip down. Two-point lead, Anna. 27-25. Braun double team. Gave it up to Burning. Back to Braun at long range. Rowe comes out to greet him. High left to Plyman. Left wing Burning. Starts to drive around Foat. Oh, a nice bounce pass inside to Siegel. Scoops it with the left. No good. Got the rebound stick back, but he's fouled. Two shots for Siegel. Real nice job by Burning of Fort Loramie. He carved out space along the baseline. Anna defenders gravitated to him. He slipped it into the middle of the lane to Siegel. He couldn't score the goal. Got the rebound back. Was belted. The first free throw, Siegel. Swish. He's got it. 27-26. Anna's lead is one. 6:10 to go in the third. Boy, another tight one tonight. Fairlawn up by three over Bodkins. 33-30. Everybody in the Shelby County League giving a real good account of themselves tonight. Bodkins playing Fairlawn tough. Houston playing Rushi tough. One free throw made, one missed by Siegel. Anna still on top but one. Rockets giving the Redskins all they can handle here tonight. Back to the basket. Head of the key, Benzman. Right wing, Frilling. Ball high overhead. Frilling on the bounce. Picked up by Braun. Right corner, Foat. Burning checks him. The southpaw Foat throws on top. Intended for Benzman. Deflected away by Plyman. Plyman down the floor. Benzman stole it, but he's out of bounds. Real good play by Plyman of Fort Loramie. He initiated the interception. Benzman came out of nowhere to almost steal it back. He was on the boundary. Burning will inbound for Fort Loramie. Low on the right. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Rockets lead by one. Ball lobbed into Siegel foul line. Out back to Benzman. Near wing it goes to Brandewee. Brandewee's made a three so far in this game for the Redskins. Outside the arc to Braun. He's got five. Near wing to Gasson. To Brandewee. Coming out to catch is Siegel. Siegel's got nine so far. Here's a long, long three-pointer by Braun. Hit the rim, top of the backboard. Hit the rim again. And let's see, we've got contact in the corner of the floor. Ball is out of bounds. It's ruled a foul on Fort Loramie going for the loose ball. Anna will bring it down. One foul each way here in the third. Anna still in the lead by a point. Just over five to play in the third period. It's turned into a pretty low-scoring game. I doubt that the winner will get to 50. Oh, what a drive by Benzman. And he gets a nice screen. Curls to the rim. Shot rolled out. No good. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Benzman shooting in tough luck so far in this game. Here's Braun on the arc. Gets around Frilling, who blocks the shot from the backside. It goes out of bounds. Frilling had help. Rowe came over. Frilling crammed it from the rear. Fort Loramie inbounding. Wyatt Benzman has missed a few shots tonight. Most of the time he'll make. Here's a nice inbounds play. Fort Loramie likes to go right into the thick of the lane where it's congested on the inbounds play. The Redskins have done it several times tonight. They do it again to Siegel, and Siegel is walloped on the shoulder while shooting, and he's got two free throws. Free throw by Tyler, much too long, no good. 27-26, Anna. Fort Laramie very good at getting field goals or getting to the stripe on inbounds plays below the rim. Well, they love to lob that ball to Braun or Burning or get it to Siegel on the block. Siegel drains the second free throw to make it a 27-all tie. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Benzman gives it up to Platfoot. Elbow in the right to Dosick. Platfoot made the long triple for Anna to end the second quarter. And it was nearly 30 feet. I wasn't exaggerating. Here is Platfoot outside the arc. Wheels it to Benzman, foul line. Benzman steps back, straddles the arc. Handles to Dosick, top of the circle. Just over 4 to play now in the third quarter. We're tied at 27. Here's Benzman catching a pass. He's jostled a little bit by Brandewey, who commits the foul. Two fouls each team. Corey Benzman, senior cheerleader at Anna, active in FCCLA, Spanish club, art club. Would like to study fashion design in college. Local equipment promotes a couple cheerleaders from each team who are high academic students, as is Corey, along with Alexis Brown, perfect 4.0 GPA at Fort Laramie. Alexis, a senior cheerleader. Active in choir, all-star cheer team. She is in the state-tested nursing assistant program at the Upper Valley Career Center. Here is Frilling driving down the lane for Anna. A one-hander looper right in front. It goes down. Nice penetration by Frilling as he carved out space in the middle of the Fort Laramie defense and connected. Anna back up two. 29-27. 3.5 to go in the third. Little two-man game on the right. Burning to Siegel. Siegel to mid-post. Goes opposite to Braun in the left corner. Oh, look at that drive by Braun as he barreled in from the left wing and scored a banker. Frilling and Braun with a field goal apiece. They trade baskets. We're tied right back up at 29. And apparently an Anna player took an elbow to the forehead and is knocked a little bit woozy. It's Dosick for the Rockets. So it's Rowe, Fote, Frilling, Benjamin, Platfoot for Anna. Burning, Braun, Brandewey, Siegel, Gasson for Fort Laramie. Midcourt, it's Frilling. Right side to Platfoot. We're knotted at 29 each. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Frilling gets a screen. Doesn't pick and roll with Rowe. Keeps it. Frilling gives it up to Platfoot, left corner. Back out to Frilling. Anna's led the majority of the game. Fort Laramie had a short-lived one-point lead late in the second. Platfoot, baseline drive, gives it to Rowe, back to Platfoot, deep left corner, step back three, he buries it! Boy, Mason Platfoot coming up big for Anna. He's made a couple real long ones in this game. And Anna's got a three-point bulge, 32-29. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Brandon, we got away with a double dribble, it wasn't called. Anna bench is going crazy. Bounce pass to Braun, enters the lane, shot fake, ducks under, players on his back, foul against Anna, common variety. Been a good refereed game here tonight, except just in the last 5 to 10 seconds, a very obvious double dribble against Fort Laramie, not called. Looking to throw in, baseline left to the rim, it's Burning for Fort Laramie. Rowe is out, the 6'8 Osborne in for Anna. 2:24 to go, third quarter. Inbounded to Braun. Braun's got a screen, and he hoists up a long three. It circles the rim, no good. Rebound, pulled away by Fote. Starts up the floor, and a trailer for Fort Laramie fouls him. Three fouls each team. Anna possession. 2:20 left in the third. Anna up 3, 32-29. Bruschi home to Houston tonight. It wasn't easy for Rushi. Last score we heard late in the third quarter, Rushi up only two. Fairlawn led Botkins by only three in the second half of that game. Here, Fort Laramie is down by three. Last 2 minutes, third quarter. Benzma's got the ball in the corner. Out back to Platfoot. Here's a 25-footer off the rim, short, no good. Rebound into the lap of Braun for Fort Loramie. He skips down the floor, near side to Gasson. He'll step back and hoist. It's no good. Rebound, Benzma. No, Fort Loramie settled hastily for that triple. Couldn't convert. Frilling's got it for Anna. Skips it near side to Benzma. Benzma wants to pick and roll with Osborne. Can't do it. Poked away by Austin Siegel. 2-on-1 Fort Loramie. Braun to the cup. Driving. Scoring. And a defensive foul on Anna. Count it. Plus one. Minute 30 left in the third. 32-31 in favor of Anna. Dylan Braun, a chance to tie. Understand that Houston now leads Rushi by a point with under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter at Rushi. Boy, that would be the surprise of the year in the Shelby County League if Houston knocked off Rushi tonight. Dylan Braun toes the stripe for Fort Loramie, wants to finish off the three-point opportunity here and make this game deadlocked at 32, and he does. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Jeff Bray, one of our founding partners here on scoresbroadcast.com, tuning in from down in South Carolina, where it's about 70 degrees, 8 or 10 degrees warmer than that in Florida, where Chuck McBee is vacationing and attending a wedding this weekend. 32-32, Anna with the ball. Minute 16 to go, third quarter. Rowe, top of the circle, right wing to Benzma. Good overplay by Braun. He's got the steal. Braun on the bust out. Braun on the basket at the other end. Dylan Braun with five in a row for Fort Loramie, which takes a two-point edge, 34-32. 61 seconds to go in the third quarter. As Frilling drives into the right corner. Touch and go call there. The referee says a block on Fort Loramie. Frilling might have extended the forearm slightly. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Anna, right of the rim. Dosick is the playmaker. Dosick looking. 34-32 Fort Loramie. Lobs to midcourt to Benzma, who leaps to catch against Burning. Near side to Frilling. He looks for Dosick cutting. Now goes cross-court to Rowe, back to Benzma. Here's a line drive triple. My goodness, it lipped the rim again. Wyatt Benzma shooting in awful bad luck tonight. And Fort Loramie snagged the rebound. Here's Burning, 30 feet out. Bounce pass to Jarrett Meyer, who's checked in. Into the post to Siegel. He backs Rowe down. To Gaston on the arc. He launches. He makes. Cody Gaston knocks one down from way outside. Good inside-outside action. Siegel to Gaston. And Fort Loramie's up five. 37-32. 19 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is a good look by Frilling down inside to Rowe. Fort Loramie sets up, tries to draw the charge, but no dice. And was Rowe delivering the ball to the rim just after he caught it? Yes. Two free throws for Rowe. Anna needs these. Rockets have slipped behind by five, with 16.9 to go in the third quarter. Free throw by Rowe is good. 37-33. Anna trails by four now. 14-point third quarter for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Anna's been held to just eight. Jarrett Meyer out, Rosengarten back in for Fort Loramie. Burning, Tyler Siegel, Rosengarten, Gasson, Braun for Fort Loramie. Rowe at the stripe, free throw number two, yes. 37-34, Fort Loramie with a last shot at the goal. Late third quarter, down to 10 to play. Burning, long lob, low on the left, it's Braun. Splits two defenders and pumps it up and in. What a great pass by Burning. 2 seconds left. Benzma, 28-footer, long one, short, no good. Fort Loramie Redskins with a flurry of points late in the third quarter own a 5-point advantage over Anna, 39-34 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Hello, my name is Paige Wiktorowski, a junior cheerleader at Anna High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Anna Rockets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And by virtue of a 16-9 third quarter, Fort Loramie is inched in front of Anna, 39-34. We start the fourth quarter here on Scores, broadcast.com. Tyler Siegel outside the arc straight away, gives it up to Dylan Braun. He had a terrific third period. Goes to Siegel in the corner. Out back to Gasson. Gasson's open. Air balls the three out of bounds. Gasson made a clutch three in that run of points by Fort Loramie in the third period. Anna down five with the ball. Rockets have got to get Wyatt Mensman untracked. Quickly in the forecourt. Blackfoot catches. Shoots way short. And the rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Each team opens up the fourth quarter, gunning threes, and each missed badly. Outside the arc on the right, it's Gasson for Fort Loramie. Pressure mounts in this game. Oh, a nice skip pass. Cross court to Braun. Braun inside the arc for an 18-footer. Money. Dylan Braun has caught fire. Dylan Braun, red hot for the Redskins. Timeout Anna, which is down seven. Seven to play in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care, prompt and priced right.
The keys to this game right now with 7:04 to go in the fourth quarter. Wyatt Mensman, only 6 points for Anna, shooting in tough luck. And Dylan Braun has played a super second half. He's now upped his total to 16. Tyler Siegel's got 10. Mason Blatfoot with a dozen to pace Anna. Here are the Rockets getting it down low to Dosik. Dosik trying to post up. Blocked on the play. Plyman and Tyler Siegel get their mitts on it. And Fort Loramie's got the loose ball. Up the floor to Dylan Braun, 30 feet out. Fort Loramie up seven. 6.5 to play. Errant pass into the post for Burning. It goes astray and Anna gobbles it up. Rockets need points. Wyatt Benzman's got to catch fire. Benzman's got it 25 feet out. Burning on him. Little pick and roll with Rowe, no go. Outside the arc on the right to Frilling. Fakes right, goes left. He's checked, picks up his dribble. Long lob, cross court to Platfoot. On top to Benzman, foul line. Loops it back to Platfoot, left corner. Platfoot in the high post to Rowe, now to Frilling. Fort Loramie's defense stingy. Here's Rowe at the elbow. Near side to Benzman, out of Platfoot, 20 feet out. Anna doing all of this work on the perimeter. Flatfoot nearly walked. Gave it up to Frilling in the corner. Out back to Rowe. Shot fake. Fort Loramie doesn't guard him closely. Here's Benjamin. Here's a long, long three-pointer. Oh, he finally got a bounce. He finally got a bounce. It hit the rim three times. That was as soft a touch on a three ball as you'll ever see. Somehow, some way, it trickled down through the net. Seemed to hang up there all night. Big bucket by Hannah, which is within four now. Once trailed 41-34. It's now a four-point game. Look at Tyler Siegel go to work. Caught the ball at the foul line and barges right around Rowe. Scoops it up with a right hand off the window. Good play by Tyler Siegel. 43-37. 5 minutes to go in the game. Fort Loramie up six. Flatfoot between the rings to Rowe. Boy, sometimes the rim is not kind. Sometimes it is. Benjamin now with 9 points in the game. Made a three ball, last possession for Anna. It hit the rim three times. Cross court pass, Rockets, intercepted by Cody Gasson. Gasson on the streak the other way, layup good. Anna needs a timeout. Redskins defense forcing Anna to make some dangerous skip passes cross court. Fort Loramie's taking advantage. The lead is swollen to eight. Biggest spread in the game. Redskins lead at 4:38 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant-C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of eight outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
A 22-12 second half has propelled Fort Loramie to an 8-point lead over Anna with 4:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a drive by Benjamin. He scoots across the lane, and he's hacked on the arm as he goes up with a left-hand runner. Two free throws for Wyatt Benjamin. He has found the points few and far between here tonight. He's had several in and out, and here's a free throw skipping all around the rim and landing on the floor. Still 8-point lead for Fort Loramie. Climbing out, Austin Siegel in. Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel. Braun, Gasson, Burning for Fort Loramie. Second free throw, Wyatt Benjamin, good. Benjamin, Foats, Rowe, Flatfoot. And the fifth player out there, Dosik for Anna. No, it's Frilling who's on the floor. 45-38, 7-point lead Fort Loramie. 4:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Dylan Braun. Far left corner, skips it way to the near side to Gasson, throws it into the lane to Siegel. Good bounce pass. Siegel on the bank shot. Good. Well, the Redskins have found Tyler Siegel frequently tonight, and Siegel has been efficient. Siegel has been very efficient. His shooting percentage, phenomenal. He's got 6 buckets. I think he's only taken 7 or 8 shots. Deflection midcourt off of Fort Loramie. Anna down 9 now. A lot of work to do with 3:58 to go in this game. Benjamin to Frilling in midcourt. Fort Loramie's defense has been really good here in the second half. Redskins have tightened the screws. Here's Frilling, far right wing. Catching his row, near side Benjamin. Top of the circle, Frilling, jumping, shooting, line drive, triple. He pumps it in. Enormous basket for Anna. Back within 6, 47-41. 3:28 to go in the game. Midcourt, Burning for Fort Loramie. Picked up by Benjamin on the weave to Dylan Braun. Here's a lob down low to Plyman. Out of nowhere, Foat blocked it. Oh, what a great defensive play by Austin Foote. Plamen had one from point blank range. Foote swatted it. Now he shoots the three at the other end. Off to the right, no good. Plamen tries to track down the rebound. Knocked away by Platfoot. It goes to Fort Loramie. Anna needed points there. Real good defensive effort at one end, and then Foote tried to lift the roof off the gym with a triple at the other end. Couldn't find the range. Now Fort Loramie in possession. Here's Burning at midcourt. Loops it across the floor to Gasson. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. 2:55 to go in the fourth. Burning fakes left, goes right. Baseline open, doesn't shoot. Now to Dylan Braun deep in the corner. Team foul situation, 4 on Anna. Here's a good throw down inside to Burning. Muscles, no. Rebound, batted all around. Fort Loramie gathers it. Redskins survived the miss. Collected the offensive rebound. Still running clock. 2.5 to go. Here's Dylan Braun, high left. Now to Siegel. Siegel goes to Burning in the right corner, and timeout called by the Redskins. A good one. 2:25 left in the game. 6-point lead for Fort Loramie over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Thank you so much, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com for the last 8 years. Gratitude to Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Fort Loramie with the ball, up six. Here's a great baseline drive by Braun. Braun's got room. Out of nowhere, Rowe blocked it. Anna's got it. Fort Loramie steals it back. Frenetic action here in the last 10 seconds. Braun was blocked. Anna got the ball, and Fort Loramie stole it. Here's Braun in the right corner. Give and go to Siegel down the lane. Missed the shot. It's loose on the deck. Braun recovers. Cross court for Gasson. Out of bounds. He threw it away. Oh, it's a hot potato right now. Action fast and furious. Fort Loramie had a couple chances there to at least for maybe 20, 30 seconds, put it in the deep freeze, force Anna to foul. Fort Loramie not yet in the 1-1. Anna's committed 5. Fort Loramie 6. 6-point game. Anna still with a chance. Don't need the triple yet, but may eventually. Outside the arc, near side, Flatfoot. Here's Foote between the rings. Right wing, Benzman. Benzman ahead of the key, dribbling, doesn't shoot. Near side to Flatfoot. Flatfoot 30 feet away. Gets a screen from Benzman. Swings it right corner to Rowe. Back out to Frilling. 1:26 left. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna gets a timeout. And we'll take a break. Back in 30. 47-41. Fort Loramie by 6 over Anna. Under 1.5 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Anna with possession, behind by six. A minute to go in the game. Foch got the ball, elbow on the right. Fort Loramie's defense is stymied Anna here in the second half. Here's a baseline drive by Benjamin. A lot of traffic, a lot of contact. It is long, no good. Weak side rebound down to Fort Loramie. Anna simply forced the issue right there. Fort Loramie's defense, very physical. It's taken the measure of Anna here in the last two quarters, and then Anna fouls Fort Loramie as the Redskins enter the forecourt with 47 seconds to go in the game. It's 47-41 in favor of Fort Loramie. The last foul, the sixth on Anna. Fort Loramie inbounding down to our right. Anna led by a score of 25-23 at the half. It has been an unproductive third and fourth quarters for Anna, only 16. Clock running, 43 seconds left. Fort Loramie inbounds to Braun. Between the rings, Frilling on him. The weave to Burning near center court. And Frilling sticks out the knee. Well, Fort Loramie should win it if the Redskins can make free throws, but that's been easier said than done last couple games. Burning at the line, 1-1 for Fort Loramie. 38.8 to go, 47-41. Redskins up six. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Burning nets two free throws, and then Anna throws the ball up the floor 50 feet. Frilling leaps for it. Siegel collides with him shoulder to shoulder and picks up the foul, sending Anna to the line. A chance to make points with the clock halted. 34.5 to go. Fort Loramie up 8, 49-41. Again, a spurt by Dylan Braun and superb defense by Fort Loramie. The keys to this game, especially in the second half, Wyatt Benzman unable to get untracked for Anna. He has managed 10 points, but he's had a number of shots go in and out on him. Free throw good by Frilling. And it's 49-42, Fort Loramie up 7. Second free throw, Frilling on the way, yes. 49-43, Fort Loramie's lead 6, full court pressure. In backcourt, it is Brandaway throwing it, deflected by Anna, stolen by Benjamin. Benjamin wheeling and dealing. Now Foat out of the corner, long 3, missed it hard. Weak side rebound to Frilling, he steps back to the arc. Short on the shot, what's been called. Moving screen on row of Anna, and that is the proper decision by the referee. Anna was scurrying around, scattered floor, trying to get screeners in spots, could not do it in time. It wasn't stationary in front of Frilling, and Fort Loramie gets the ball, 21.2 to go in the game, 49-43, Redskins up 6. Tyler Siegel out. He has been extremely efficient in the post tonight. Only missed one or two tries. Here's Gasson, long 60-foot throw for Burning. Intercepted by Benjamin. Up to Platfoot. Platfoot behind the arc, guns it. Missed it short. Strong rebound by Frilling. And Anna gets a timeout as Frilling scores the rebound goal, which is disallowed. Tough break for Anna. Only 13 to go. Fort Loramie up 6. Chuck, or I should say Rhett, we'll keep it right here. Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, along with us tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck McBee, vacationing in Florida, attending his daughter's wedding. He'll be back next week. And Chuck, bring back some sun and warmth. So many thanks here tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. which came on board with us on scoresbroadcast.com last March. Gratitude to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Also in Fort Loramie. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Well, Anna, after the timeout, pumps the ball down inside to Foat. And Foat is barricaded between two players, one of whom fouls him. At the line, Foat, he was lifting off his feet on a shot and is awarded two. Swish on the first one to make it 49-44. Fort Loramie by five, 8.9 left in the fourth. Second shot by Foat, couple bounces. The lefty missed it off to the right, and Tyler Siegel skies for the board, and a timeout is called by Fort Loramie. It's a full, 49-44 our score. And Rhett will take a full 60-second timeout right here to listen to a message from one of our underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
As we return to action, we have a foul against the Anna Rockets. Fort Loramie inbounded, having called a timeout after the missed free throw by Foat. Score was 49-44. And following the timeout, Anna commits a personal foul. That's all the Rockets can do at this point. 7.1 remaining. Fort Loramie's got the five-point edge. And it looks like, barring a miraculous turn of events, the Fort Loramie Redskins will make it a clean sweep over Anna here in the 2016-17 basketball season. And Fort Loramie will remain atop the Shelby County League standings, either the Redskins by themselves or in a tie with the Rushi Raiders. Last report, Rushi and Houston were in a close scrap at Rushi. Raiders may very well have pulled that game out, although Houston did lead at one time in the fourth quarter of that game. And after three, Bodkins led Fairlawn by two. First free throw by Burning in. He gets the bonus, connects again, and it's 51-44. Fort Loramie by 7, 4 seconds to go. Benjamin midcourt, top of the key. A step back launch by Benjamin. Didn't catch rim. Rebound by Frilling is in, but it's too late. And the Fort Loramie Redskins, with a splendid second half, have defeated the Anna Rockets here tonight by 7. Final tally, 51-44. Super game for Dylan Braun of Fort Loramie. He had 16. Tyler Siegel, a dozen for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Mason Platfoot on top of Anna scoring with 12. Wyatt Benzman, 10. And Nathan Frilling had 9. We'll come up with our Clancy Stars of the game for you in just a moment. I'd like to remind you that we have been on the air here tonight thanks to these outstanding underwriting sponsors, these anchors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Gratitude to Wilson Health and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Also gratitude to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, and reaching out to assist small businesses. with high-tech computer solutions, upgrades, remote management, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds, and more. Plus, Adam Rice is now marketing specialty advertising items, including T-shirts. And I see them popping up all around the Upper Miami Valley. Check out Adam's Tech Solutions, owned by Adam Rice. High-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adam's Tech Solutions. And you know what? I looked away, and I think the final score was 51-44. Was that the final? Yeah, 51-44, scoreboard turned off. Fort Loramie wins a crucial Shelby County League boys game tonight over Anna. Anna was a real tough out in the first two quarters. Rockets led 14-11 after one, 25-23 after two. However, an excellent second half turned in by the Fort Loramie Redskins, who outpointed Anna over the final two periods, 28-19. Dylan Braun, Tyler Siegel came up big. I'm going to give the Clancy's Award to Fort Loramie to Tyler Siegel. He was so efficient throughout the evening. Several blocks. I can't recall a turnover, maybe one against Tyler. Unofficially, 9 rebounds for him. And he only missed one or two shots. When Fort Loramie got him the ball inside, he made them count. And for the Anna Rockets, our Clancy star of the game winner, Mason Platfoot. A very good game for Mason Platfoot tonight. He made that super long three at the end of the second quarter. It was from nearly 30 feet. A standout game, dozen points for Platfoot of Anna. Those are our two stars of the game. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
This is Jack Kramer back here at Anna, the home of the Rockets, who have been beaten tonight by the Fort Loramie Redskins 51-44. And Fort Loramie now 9-2 overall this season, stopping a two-game losing string. Fort Loramie now 6-1 in Shelby County League play. Next game for Fort Loramie is at Minster tomorrow night. And then the Redskins return to league action in a contest next Friday at home versus Botkins. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets fall to 6-6 on the year, 3-4 in Shelby County League play. Anna's got a tough encounter tomorrow at St. Henry and then at Houston next Friday in Shelby County League action. Yep, Anna Rockets have been close to winning three or four games this year, close not quite enough. Rockets a bit shorthanded tonight. We didn't see much of Joel Cathcart on the sideline nursing an injury. Drew Schmitz, we knew he wouldn't play. Anna just unable to get back to full strength. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie, after a sluggish first quarter and a half, showed some life and energy over the last two and a half periods, shot free throws better tonight, and got an excellent final two quarters from Dylan Braun. Tyler Siegel was a standout performer all four quarters for Fort Loramie, which turned back the stubborn foe Anna here this evening by 7 points, 51-44. Well, keep abreast of the weather and early morning announcements tomorrow regarding game cancellations. Excuse me. Of course, we've got on tap a 2:30 start, 2:10 webcast time for the Rushi girls, ranked number 3 in the state in girls division 4, versus Versailles, ranked number 3 in the state in girls division 3. That game's at Versailles. Online web time on scoresbroadcast.com at 2:10, tip-off 2:30. The weather may play havoc with that. The precipitation line is southern edge of Shelby County, northern Miami County. How far north there is precipitation remains to be seen. If there is some freezing drizzle tomorrow morning, may not take much. It's going to stay around here in Shelby County because the temperature is not going to exceed freezing by much, maybe 33, 34. And that will also put tomorrow night's scoresbroadcast.com webcast in jeopardy as we have planned the game between Fort Loramie and Minster from Minster High School. That's a 7:30 tip. Online on the web on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night at 7:10. But again, stay in touch with the weather and announcements from the schools with regard to game postponements tomorrow. I'm sure there will be an attempt over the course of the rest of January and early February to make up postponed games. I doubt if anything would be canceled off the slate for sure. But we may or may not have high school basketball tomorrow. If so, we'll have two games for you. Rushi and Versailles girls, 2:30 tip. Fort Loramie Minster boys, 7:30 tip. So many thanks to Chuck McBee all season long, the last several years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Not with us tonight. He's vacationing and attending his daughter's wedding down in Florida. Chuck, bring back some sun and melt the ice that we're supposed to have in the next couple days. Alongside all night and in the background, our technical guru, Rhett Gish. Rhett, thanks so much. Our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Rhett, Mike side tonight, running the engineering controls. JV game one before Loramie. Redskins win the varsity tilt by 7. Until tomorrow at 2:10, we hope. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Anna. Excuse me, as my voice goes at the end of the game. Good night from here at Anna as the Fort Loramie Redskins beat the Anna Rockets by 7 points, 51-44.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
We love the basketball.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a 3. Good! There it is again, number 2 for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Blessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook, up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land, and does. Look, Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie-Doo maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a 3. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Gordon. 43-26, that's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rusi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Rickman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirkner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter, open from 50.